Welcome to the AIDS Experience. Please take a seat while we tell you important information about this experience. May we start by thanking you for your interest in understanding the world of HIV/AIDS. Our stories do not look at HIV/AIDS in isolation, but they show its connection to a whole set of other difficulties that mark our modern world. An old proverb says, "To understand a man, I must walk a mile in his shoes." In a moment, you will step into the life of someone who may be encountering the HIV/AIDS virus firsthand. This person may be different in gender, nationality, or age to you, but we invite you to step into their shoes in order to feel as they feel. Before you leave this room, it will be helpful for you to know a few practical points. The stories are told in sections. These are separated by curtains or a door. As you listen to the story, you will know when to go through each. Please do not go ahead of the audio, or it will be difficult to understand the story. You are welcome to sit in the AIDS experience as the story is told. You are welcome to touch the props, but please do not remove any of them. It is dangerous to smoke in here, so please do not. And please make sure your mobile phone is switched off to prevent it from distracting you or others. And finally, please know that no physical harm will come to you in this experience. The story can be emotionally intense at points, however. If you begin to feel uncomfortable and need to leave the exhibit, you are welcome to do so immediately. Simply follow the arrows on the exit signs to find the nearest exit. Today you will become Camilla, a young woman in Almaty. Please find the entrance with Camilla's name and step through it into her world.
Your name is Camilla. You're 19 years old. You live in the southern capital of Kazakhstan, Almaty. You're a cheerful and shapely girl. You have many friends and acquaintances. Today, you are in a popular resort town of Antalya, Turkey, the jewel of the Mediterranean. Here, you are not simply holidaying. You're on your honeymoon with your husband, Arman. In the early spring, the weather in Antalya is wonderful. Azure blue sky, the sun bright and warm, not hot, and daily a light, cool sea breeze. You walk along with Arman along the Mediterranean seashore, and you feel amazing. Your husband is older than you by 9 years, but it's not something you find a problem. Right when you met the first time, you knew he was a serious and reliable man who could be depended upon. You and Arman dated 3 months. And then decided to get married. Now, walking with him in this fabulous, beautiful city, looking into his deep eyes, you know without a doubt you made the right choice. You could not imagine a more perfect husband. Immediately after you had decided to get married, Arman took you to his parents' house. He lives with his mother in a large two-story house. Arman's mother certainly was not enthusiastic about the marriage of her upwardly mobile son to you. However, she did not actively resist the union because she did not want to spoil the relationship with her son. Your husband is a finance advisor at a bank. He earns good money. What more could a girl want? There are moments, though, when you remember the stories whispered by some of your friends that before you, Arman had other girls. Lots of girls, they say. You've decided to shut your ears to such stories. You try to suppress all thoughts about his past and tell yourself that you are simply very lucky to have a man like Arman.
Please proceed to the next room.
After 2 weeks of a wonderful holiday in Turkey, you return home to Almaty, back to relatives and daily life. Things with Arman's mother are more difficult than you had expected. She did not treat you with respect. Sometimes she is rude to you. Sometimes she simply ignores you. At times, the way she treats you causes you great pain, but you tell your husband nothing. You don't want to upset him. Generally, though, the first 6 months of your married life are wonderful. with the exception of a few small issues. Armand is always attentive to you. Sometimes he buys you flowers and expensive gifts. Recently, however, you've grown a little concerned. He talks with you far less. He's often at work until late. On weekends, he takes work home. He's almost always busy. As a minimum, once a month, he is away for a week on business. You find this separation difficult, and you begin to be haunted by feelings of loneliness. While on those business trips, Armand calls you daily at 7:05 p.m. He asks you the same three questions. What did you do today? How's his mother? What's the news? Initially, you are very grateful for his calls and for his consistency. But over time, it begins to strike you as strange that your husband's asking the same three questions every time. You begin to notice that you are answering on autopilot and not from your heart. And because of this, you feel more lonely.
Please proceed to the next room.
One morning, the phone rings. It's a colleague of your husband's. He's on a business trip with Armand away in the city of Astana. He informs you that Armand was in a car accident. You're stunned by the news. And you're on the next plane to Astana. The whole city is covered with snow. Gray skies, bitter cold that makes even breathing difficult. Sitting in the warmth of the taxi, you find your hands shaking. And then you're out running from taxi to the hospital's glass doors. You find his bed. Armand looks awful. He's covered in bandages. The doctor says he was very lucky to have survived the crash. Armand's right arm is broken. He has a severe concussion with numerous minor injuries and bruises. Because of the strength of the collision, there is damage to some of his organs causing internal bleeding. Therefore, due to a loss of blood, a transfusion was done. It saved his life, the doctor said. The sight overwhelms you. You run from the room, unable to hold back your tears. A nurse finds you. She offers for you to sit down and brings you a glass of water. I'm sorry what happened to your husband, but I think everything will be okay. The main thing is that he is alive. Not like the woman. She died, said the nurse. What woman? You don't know? Your husband was brought in together with a woman. They were in the car together when the accident happened. This news unsettles you. You decide to find out all you can from your husband's colleague, Kanat, who called you about the accident. Kanat assures you that the woman who was in the car with Armand was just a colleague. Everything was purely business. Something in you doubts Kanat's sincerity, but you dismiss it. Why would he cheat on me? And why would Kanat lie to me?
Please proceed to the next room.
A few weeks later, you bring Armand home to Amati. He needs bed rest and constant care. Although to you the accident is beginning to seem like a bad dream, you're just glad to have Armand home. Armand's mother wants to hire a nurse for him, but you're totally against it. You decide to take care of him yourself, providing the constant care his condition demands. Gradually, as the weeks pass, your husband begins to feel better and better. He's recovering. Armand feels the sincerity of your care for him. He begins to open his heart to you. Now, once again, he is attentive to you. Unusual feelings of lightness and youth appear in your heart. They remind you of how you felt when you and Armand were first dating. Yet at the same time, you realize that all these difficulties and sufferings have changed you. You've become a more mature person. One night, you sit together on the balcony of your beautiful home. Silent, you watch the sunset over the mountains. You lay your head on Armand's shoulder and tell him how happy you are. Armand, I love you. I'm so happy that everything has worked out this way. I have some news to tell you, really wonderful news. I'm pregnant. I did the test this morning. Isn't this wonderful? Armand is quiet. And then, in a distant voice, he speaks. Camila, I am happy. Thank you for such wonderful news. You hesitate. I don't understand. If you're so glad, why do you sound so sad? Has something happened? Armand's silent. Something is clearly bothering him, but he does not dare say it. Honey, are you okay? You begin. Yes, he looks away and continues. All my life I've lived only for myself, but thanks to you I've changed. I just want to be honest with you. I hear you, Armand. What happened? I have HIV. What? How can this be? Was it the blood transfusion? They gave you infected blood, didn't they? Didn't they? No, Camila. I took the HIV test before the transfusion was done, and the result was positive. You're silent, trying to hold back angry tears. So it was the woman who was with you in the car when you had the accident. She wasn't a work colleague at all, was she? I knew it. Camila, she really was my colleague. We only had a business relationship. Trust me. But unfortunately, in my past were other girls. Armand tries to take your hand. I wish I could turn back time. I realize now how very dear you are to me. Please forgive me. You're silent. Your heart is broken. You remember the stories your friends told you, how they warned you about Armand. But now it's all too late. Camila, you need to get tested for HIV. Now you are also at great risk. And the child, our child. I'm sorry, Camila. The next day, the sky is low with a gray cloud. You take a taxi to the clinic to get tested for HIV. On the road to the clinic, the world seems distant and strange. You think about your future. You think about the unborn child growing inside of you and how a virus so small is destroying your family. You step out of the taxi and walk through the entrance of the clinic. You feel your heart beating in your chest and the blood that carries your life. You must know, positive or negative. You must know.
Please proceed to the next room. Please proceed to the clinic. Welcome to the clinic. You've just completed the test determining whether you are HIV positive. While you wait for your results to determine whether you are infected with HIV, you probably have many questions. To help you find the answers to these questions, the clinic has produced a brochure called While You Wait. Please sit down, take a brochure and read slowly through it. Please collect your test results from the wooden box on the wall. Take a card bearing the result of your HIV test. The result may be either positive or negative. You have just experienced a dramatized account of a person living at risk of contracting HIV/AIDS. You received a blood test result. Now you know for sure whether this person is infected with HIV/AIDS or not.
Please proceed to the next room.
In this final room, you will find useful information about how HIV/AIDS is contracted, how people live with HIV/AIDS, how HIV/AIDS is spreading globally, how you can help people suffering from HIV/AIDS. What kind of assistance can be provided to you if you are HIV/AIDS infected? You will also have the opportunity to express some of your feelings and reflections following this experience. During your time in this final room, music will be playing. Please take a leaf of paper from the box on the wall. On this piece of paper, feel free to write your reflections, your feelings, emotions, insights on the experience. Take your time. Once you are done, hang your leaf on the tree. Take as long as you need it. When you decide to leave this final room, please do not forget to return your headphones and MP3 player to the reception. Thank you very much for participating in the HIV/AIDS experience.